This is Long-Term Care Connections for February 11, 2026, brought to you by Washington Healthcare Association. Here are this week's top stories. ACA NCAL's Diversity Executive Leadership Program provides individuals representing the diverse groups working in member-provider organizations with support, access, and opportunities for leadership, and the deadline to apply is this Friday, February 13. The DELP is a highly competitive, two-year program consisting of education and networking in the ACA NCAL community, with the goal of increasing a diverse pool of talented, engaged members and leaders. ACA NCAL covers much of the costs for DELP scholars, providing access to various trainings, meetings, and events, with scholars earning continuing education credits. Participants must have at least 3 years' experience in mid- to senior-level long-term care management positions, or at least 1 year as a C-suite executive or owner, and be a full-time employee of a provider in good standing with WACA or another ACA NCAL state affiliate. Visit LTC Connections online for more information. A WACA member recently made us aware of a situation where QuickBooks was trying to assess a $25 convenience fee for payments made via ACH. This convenience fee is in error, and we apologize for any inconvenience. If your organization was assessed this erroneous $25 convenience fee when paying by ACH, please contact WACA Director of Finance, Diana Field, at accounting@waca.org, and she can help resolve this issue. We also encourage administrators and accounts payable personnel to review WACA's updated payment policies on our website. CMS has posted two important updates for skilled nursing facilities this week. First, an updated survey resource folder, which includes updates to several critical element pathways. Most of the changes are typographical in nature, but the CEP CMS 20081 Respiratory Care did have several other updates noted, including a clarification regarding no smoking signs for oxygen use. Second, CMS posted an updated notice of funding opportunity related to their nursing home staffing campaign. CMS expects the total funding of the program to be $80 million. Financial Incentive Administrator's applications are due by March 27. CMS will award 1 to 2 applicants per region, and once chosen, CMS will provide the FIAs with a list of qualifying nursing homes, defined as one in areas of high nurse labor shortages. Learn more about both of these updates on this week's issue of LTC Connections on WACA.org. According to a recent article in McKnight's, assisted living executives and managers across the nation saw modest salary increases over the last year. CEOs and presidents earned an increase of 3.75%, while administrators saw a 2.47% increase, according to the 2025-2026 Assisted Living Salary and Benefits Report, published by Hospital and Healthcare Compensation Services. The complete report is available for purchase on the HCS website, but we have posted a summary of average salaries by region, position, and facility size on this week's issue of LTC Connections online. This information may be useful for members who are designing compensation plans or updating hiring practices. Are you interested in taking on a leadership role at WACA? We are now accepting nominations for several positions on the Board of Directors for the 2026-2028 cycle. Nominations must be submitted by Monday, February 23rd. You can find more details about criteria for directors, the open positions, and key dates for this election cycle on our website at whca.org/boardelections. WACA members in good standing, who are eligible to vote for the board, will receive ballots by email in late March. The 2026 WACA Excellence in Service Awards are here, and if you have a colleague who goes above and beyond for the residents in your facility, we encourage you to nominate them for consideration. Awardees will be honored at a special luncheon during our annual convention in Seattle on May 20. Individuals working in a member facility in good standing are eligible for consideration, and awards are given for Administrator of the Year, Nurse of the Year, Noble Caregiver, and Red Carpet Quality in both assisted living and skilled nursing. Learn more and submit your nominations by March 3 on our website at waca.org. In this week's Grassroots Update, let your voice be heard. Following the governor's budget proposal in January, the legislature's budget will be the next critical junction in the fight against potential cuts to Medicaid rebase dollars for skilled nursing and assisted living. We need a strong group of advocates, prepared to voice opposition to any budget that continues the cuts proposed by the governor. WACA is once again putting out a call to our members. Sign up to testify today. You bring your voice and time, we'll provide coaching, resources, and support to guide you in this important effort. WACA expects fiscal committee meetings to take place during the week of January 23rd and encourage you to have your team ready to step up and ensure a strong turnout. Visit LTC Connections online for the link to sign up today, or contact Aidan Swain at WACA.org for more information. Wrapping up this week's LTC Connections, here are some upcoming webinars and events you won't want to miss. The Virtual Winter Symposium kicks off February 17th to 19th. The first day of this fully virtual conference will focus on leadership, while the next 2 days will include informative sessions to guide your facility operations, as well as regulatory and legislative issues. You can earn up to 5 CEUs for each day you attend from the comfort of your home or office. The LEED Assisted Living Executive Training Program begins March 10th. This signature workshop helps prepare the next generation of leaders in assisted living with practical tools and information they need to excel in their administrative duties and achieve success in their profession. LEED meets the requirements for Washington State Assisted Living Administrator Training. WACA's specialty training programs are back in March. These intensive training sessions prepare administrators or their designated trainers to successfully pass mandated competency tests. The dementia training will be March 24th to 25th, and the mental health training will be March 30th to April 1st. Did you know that as a WACA member, you also enjoy access to trainings, recordings, and webinars through our national affiliate partners? The AKA NCAL Ed portal boasts hundreds of resources for assisted living and skilled nursing providers, covering topics such as infection prevention, Medicaid reimbursement, survey and regulatory, and more. They even have a quick CE section where you can find trainings brief enough to meet your busy schedule. Explore the portal at educate.akancal.org. You can find more information and register for each of these opportunities on the events calendar on waka.org. That's it for this week's edition of LTC Connections. As always, Washington Healthcare Association would like to thank our members for their dedication to long-term care in Washington. We look forward to connecting with you again next week.